This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump is reacting to Vice President Kamala Harris's acceptance speech last night at the Democratic National Convention, calling it a lot of complaining. The AP's Sagar Magani with what she said as she accepted the Democratic nomination for president.
After a thunderous standing ovation in Chicago, Harris said the nation has a precious and fleeting chance to move past bitterness and cynicism.
A chance to chart a new way forward.
Telling her story as the daughter of an Indian immigrant.
A brilliant, 5-foot-tall, brown woman with an accent.
Whose daughter rose to become a prosecutor.
I've only had one client. The people.
Contrasting that with Donald Trump.
The only client he has ever had. Himself.
Harris made a direct appeal to anti-Trump Republicans.
I promise to be a president for all Americans. You can always trust me to put country above party and self.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Trump was visiting the U.S.-Mexico border yesterday and said this about Vice President Harris.
We have a Marxist that's running, and I don't think you can let her. This country is not ready for a Marxist president. She will never build the wall. She doesn't want to build the wall.
Donald Trump yesterday in Sierra Vista, Arizona, blaming Vice President Harris and the Biden administration for ending construction of the border wall. A lot of people will be watching as Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaks this morning. They'll be looking for clues as to how quickly and deeply the Fed may cut interest rates. Dangerous heat still baking parts of Texas. Farther west, heat's rising over the weekend, say forecasters. This is AP News. India's Prime Minister is in Ukraine meeting with President Zelensky today. The AP's Charles de Ledesma on why there's a special focus on this meeting.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Kyiv, where he's meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Officials in India and Ukraine say the visit will focus on boosting economic ties and cooperation in defense, science and technology. But analysts say the visit could also be an attempt to have India strike a more neutral stance after what's been seen as a lean toward Russia. The chief of Ukraine's presidential office calls Modi's visit historic, emphasizing Ukraine's expectation that India could play a role in ending the war between Russia and Ukraine with a just peace. Referring to Ukraine's peace formula. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Just in, the body of the final missing woman from that sunken superyacht has been found in wreckage off the coast of Sicily, according to the Coast Guard. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.